Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for taking my question.
Oh, no worries, man. That's the job here.
Hey, Tim, I got a question for you this morning. I'm in the process of finishing a basement off, and I'm going to have an area in the basement where I'm going to have a bar, and I'm planning on putting a laminate wood floor in there, and concrete floor, and I'm calling to find out, do I need to do anything, put any kind of a sheeting or anything down on top of that concrete before I put that that laminate floor down, and then also where the laminate floor is going to end, where I'm going to bring carpet up to that. Do I use like a construction adhesive in that area to keep the wood from coming apart, or what?
Let me ask this quick question: have you purchased the laminate flooring yet?
No, I've not.
I want you to take a step back and consider two things, two different types of flooring.
Okay.
Number one, actually three. Number one, I would love to see you. Is this basement completely dry? It doesn't flood?
That's correct. It's a new house. It's very dry.
Okay. I want you to consider cork flooring for one, for starters.
Okay.
I have cork flooring in my entire basement, and you know, right around my basement bar. And people who see this floor, they're amazed all the time. They go, "What in the world is that?" It is one of the least expensive floors you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
It is, in my opinion, bar none, the absolute easiest flooring that anybody can put down. I guess aside from just nailing a piece of plywood down.
Okay.
It is so simple to install. It is resilient, meaning it's easy on your feet. It is easy to clean. It's durable as can be. I mean, in other words, it takes incredible abuse. They for about 30 years down at the main library downtown, all the floors in the library that people walked on. Think how many people were down at the library every day.
Sure.
All cork flooring. It wears like iron. So and it's not that expensive, and it just glues down. Okay, so I want you to think about cork. Just go to my website, you know, askthebuilder.com, and read about cork flooring. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Number two, I would also consider this one. This one is like the least of my favorites. They make any number of fantastic, beautiful. I saw a ton of them at the Builder Show. Great ceramic tiles that actually have like a stone look. I mean, they don't look like bathroom ceramic tile. They're just totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're sculptured. They are modeled in color. They're wonderful. Now, the disadvantage with tile is that around this bar, if somebody drops a glass, you know, you may chip it down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But around a bar area, you need something that's just going to be easy to clean. You know, and of course, that's going to be adhered with thinset right to the slab.
Sure.
And the third solution would be a natural stone product like slate. I mean, there's nothing more gorgeous than slate, even around some of these wet bar areas.
Okay.
You know, and all of those will have all three of the products that I talk about, you'll have no issues where they abut next to the carpet, because they're all going to be solidly locked down to the floor. I am not a big fan of these laminate floorings for a number of reasons. I am just not a big fan of them.
Okay.
You know, I just, and I can go on and on and on why, but I just, when you see cork, and I've got some photos of my cork flooring on the website, but you know how the problem with the photos on the web, you can't really see all the detail.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, when people see this cork flooring, they just go nuts. They go, "What is that?"
Really?
It's that gorgeous. It's so unique. It's hard to describe what it looks like. And here's where I would go to get it. Where I bought mine of a company, it's in Atlanta called Natural Cork, naturalcork.com. And if you do decide to go cork, just get the one that's glued down. You know, you don't want to get the floating floor, because they've got some cork that's real expensive, just like the laminate flooring.
Sure.
You want to get the one that's only about an eighth of an inch thick, and it just glues down to the concrete slab. It's so simple to put in.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, it's so easy. And I've got an ebook about it. I actually wrote an ebook step by step telling you how to put cork floor down.
Okay.
That's on my website.
Okay. And then that website is on your website as well?
I usually don't create free links to websites, and right now they're not a sponsor, but they're such a good company. That's why I just told it to you. It's
okay.
naturalcork.com.
Okay. That sounds great, Tim.
All right, pal. Well, good luck with it. Yeah, take a look at it. And at the very least, here's what I want you to do. Just go to their website, contact them, get a free sample sent to you. See what I mean?
Sure.
And then urethane it and put it down and show it to you, your wife, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And just look at it. And if you don't have, if you have trouble with that, and you can't get a free sample, I'll give you one. I've got a whole case of 1 foot by 2 foot slabs, and I'll just give you one, and you can take it home and look at it yourself.
That sounds great, Tim.
All right, dude.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Call anytime. Thanks for listening to the show.
All righty.
All righty. That's wonderful. Bye.